I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson. He recently introduced a piece of legislation in Lansing that seeks to bridge the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula to the same electric power grid. We talked about the legislation, what it's about, and what he hopes to accomplish with it. Here's more with State Senator Tom Casperson.
The legislation is designed to put the group together that's going to come up with parameters and kind of the locations and what it would take to actually do it, and then set up bids because we need some transmission companies to bid on it. And more than likely, you're looking at ATC or ITC, which are the two bigger ones, but I'm sure there's others out there that probably could bid on it. But you got to get the parameters put in place for that to start to happen before we can move forward. So that's what the legislation does. This board that's going to be put together would be appointed by the governor.
Now let's talk a little bit about this. I know there's some talk in the state right now at the legislative level or at the legislators' level that you're looking at taking and putting everybody sort of operating under one sort of roof, so to speak. Then this must tie directly into that. How does that work?
The way it works is it really ties us to Lower Michigan, to Michigan as a whole, and then the ultimate goal, Walt, is to make sure that we're dependent on Michigan when we need to be. And we kind of saw that unfold here with what happened with Presque Isle and everything that happened. And I think both sides would argue they had a legitimate, argument over what was happening. But I also think that at the end of the day, when people in Michigan started looking at the fact that we were going to depend on Wisconsin ultimately for the bulk of our power, that's not a good position to be in, and we're all human here. And so it seemed to me that Michigan was the solution, and as the governor agreed, and that was kind of the marching orders he gave, I believe, to Val Brader as she moved forward in the negotiations, that ultimately we've got to be tied into one and be one state and depend on one state.
Tom, when we look at this, the history of how we got the Upper Peninsula more connected to Wisconsin, it must have been geographic concerns that made it easier to run transmission lines into the Upper Peninsula through Wisconsin. How do you address the geographic concerns of obviously the Straits of Mackinac and making this happen?
Well, that's the part that's going to be tough about this, and that is that when I say we need to be dependent on Lower Michigan, I would agree with that, but Lower Michigan's going to have to if we all go along with this, Lower Michigan's going to be the one to carry some of the burden on them. And so that's really the ask here and probably the hurdle we've got to get over, and that is that the power producers below the bridge will have to help pay for this transmission to go across the straits, which is not cheap. And so getting it done is a matter of trying to win over the whole state. I hope that, ironically, Walt, that some of the efforts that we've put forth in the last few years here with the bipartisan effort in the UP is going to play out in this thing, because I know that Scott Dandon and John Keevil are going to be instrumental in helping pull a bipartisan effort together to make sure that Lower Michigan understands what we need here to hopefully win their support. And if we can do that, then I think we're moving forward in a pretty good manner.
Where are we right now with the whole UP electric power grid situation? All of these things we've heard with Presque Isle and all of these various plans and Escanaba and their troubles and SSR payments stopping and all that. I know it's an easy question, but a hard answer. Where are we right now with all of this?
Yeah, I think we're doing okay. There's some hiccups and stuff along the way, but compared to where we were with the major deal with Presque Isle going down and then major increases to our ratepayers if we didn't get that fixed, that's been stabilized. So we're going to see some hiccups along the way until we get this thing vetted out. But I think we're in pretty good shape, and it's going to be a combination of everything, Walt. There's no way we're going to remove ourselves from dependency on some Wisconsin power, and there's nothing wrong with that. They certainly have done a good job in getting the power to us. We've got the transmission lines. There's some that are still going forward from ATC. There's still some hookups to be done. So there's a lot of moving parts here, but I think the ultimate fix to the big puzzle, the big picture, is going to be that transmission line connecting us to Lower Michigan, which then gives us a complete loop around the Great Lakes as far as transmission is concerned, so the power can flow from any direction possible, and I think that will put the Upper Peninsula in a really good position.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.